Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. I want you to tune in to this episode all the way to the end because I am going to have an important conversation. It's going to be a conversation about this sisterhood wound that I see in our community. It's going to be a conversation about this competition energy that I see rising. We're really going to start to talk about what it truly means to be in relationship, in collaboration, in connection to spiritual entrepreneurs as we continue to develop our community. Let's dive right in. One of the first things that I want to share with you humans is the fact that the way we've operated has not been our fault. And I want to share this with you because I want you to think back to the very first time you got a job, right? Everything had to be the best. You had to have the best resume. You had to have the best hair that day. You had to put on the best makeup, or you have the best shoes, or the best suit and tie, right? You had to put the best cologne, the best perfume. You had to show up on time. You had to be your best. And we haven't actually alchemized that energy in a very long time. What happened was is that we got hired and we continued to strive to be the best. We had to be the best worker. We had to be the best employee. We had to be the best at every single thing. You know why? Because if we weren't, our survival was at actual stake. We would get fired. How many of us have not heard, well, you should be lucky to have a job. You should be lucky to be in your position. You should be lucky you have money. We've been fed this lie. And to me, I'm like, this is complete BS. I should not be lucky to work 16 hours. That's what I was told as a TV producer. They said, you should be lucky. Everybody wants your job. You should be blessed. You should be grateful. You're so ungrateful. How can you even question this? But to me, now, building my own business, I realized that blessed is a healthy mind. Blessed is when you have people around you who truly love you and uplift you and are rooting for you. And they're saying, go. You can do it. I believe in you. Wow, that power, that love truly has healed so many things within me. But it was important for me to start off this episode acknowledging that it's not our fault. We've been taught this for 100 years plus. We've been bred to be good minions. We've been bred to stay in line. And God forbid you had an opinion, you literally risked putting food on the table for your family. But now with the rise of entrepreneurship, humans, things have changed. Finding like-minded entrepreneurs is important. Forming meaningful partnerships is important. Getting behind impactful projects that are meaningful to you is so freaking important. So let's start to dive in and figure out what are ways that we can start to collab with one another. You see, in 2023 and moving forward, humans, I wanna see more collaborations. I wanna see more people collaborating with in-person events. I wanna see more people sharing other people's work just because, not for any other ulterior motive, but just because they're doing great work, because they're doing something amazing for humanity, because they're planting trees, because they're sharing with people how to get better, whatever it is. Can we all start shifting and alchemizing this energy of it's a dog-eat-dog world and we have to fight for our position? We no longer have to fight for our position, humans. You know why? Because we see each other's greatness. And that truly, for me, is the identity of true community. When you don't have to worry about people trying to knock you down. We have gone far away from ourselves, humans, where we're so worried about being the best in our industry and the goal is to tear somebody else down. When did this become a thing? How can we continue to heal this wound, this sisterhood wound, this brother wound, this community wound, this tribe wound? We're no longer in this place where we have to defend who we are and we have to be the best because our survival is at stake. In fact, I look at all the greatest and the leaders and the humans that have ultimately shaped this planet. They had a whole tribe, not behind them, right next to them. They had a whole team, not behind them, right next to them. If you want to do something amazing, if you want to do something great, you can't focus on just being the best and standing on top of the mountain by yourself. Who will you bring with you? Let's run through a few things. Number one, I want to share with you, they are not your competition. He's not your competition. She's not your competition. This is family. This is one human mind. You know, I think about the entire universe as if it was an entire body. And so if we're all made up of this entire body, I might be the finger, this other person might be the hand, you might be the leg. We're all talking about the same thing. The hand is not better than the foot and the foot's not better than the liver. All of it works together. This is a remembrance that we are one network. We are one unit. And the more we see each other this way, the less separation we have. And you know what? This is motherfucking good for humanity. We have to have these conversations. We have to remember that we are a union and not a separation. So it's important for me to share with you, as you look into the market and you see people doing maybe things that are working better for somebody else, that you clap for that person. The Yoga Sutra has this verse that talks about meeting different peoples and having different keys to each person, that basically in your life you meet these specific type of people and that you have to meet them with a specific key. And one is, you know, happy people, and another one is wicked people, and one of them is a virtuous people. And these are the people who are doing amazing. These are the people that you're like, damn it, how are they doing so good? Every time I blink, they're doing something amazing. And it says that the key to meeting this person is to meet them with delight. Meet them clapping for them. You know why? Because the way you meet that person, one day when you become them, they're going to meet you in that same energy. So if you're meeting people with jealousy, if you're meeting people with the evil eye, if you're meeting people with, I need to tear them down because I need to dominate this industry, guess what happens? You will eventually get there, and then those people will start meeting you in that same way. Humans, this is not new. This is about sowing good seeds, okay? Like, when you do good, good comes back. This is what this is, right? And so karma is neither good or bad. It's just like literally you get what you give. And so allow yourself to remember that, right? Number two, networking is important. As a business owner, as a spiritual entrepreneur, get into the room with people. Go fly out and go to a retreat. Go to a one-day event. This is highly important. And I really want to address this. When did we become the people that were so obnoxious and now charging people to have a coffee date with them or a tea date? What is this? This to me is ridiculous. I have met with some of my students that have been in town and I've met them for a vegan lunch or a coffee date or a tea date. There's nothing wrong with that. We don't have to charge for every single thing. Like, money is not the only form of currency. You've heard me talk about this how many times? Love is the highest form of currency for me. So if I can get that from somebody, I'm Gucci. I'm good. Somebody's energy is a form of currency. And oh my gosh, I mean, somebody's time is one of the biggest forms of currency. Stop making money the end all be all. This is how we got to this weird, sticky place. And listen, I am not telling you to go out and give your programs for free and give your times for free. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to tap into your heart and understand the difference between connecting with people because you believe it's going to lead to a good business opportunity and then just connecting with people because you want to form community. Okay, so networking is important. And so if that involves getting on a Zoom call with somebody just to hear what they're doing, that's completely fine. Number three, get behind projects that you love. And I'm sharing with you a couple of the things that have helped me collaborate. You know, I give all of my credit and success to our community. I did not do anything special. I just really cared about people. That's all I did. I gave them my time. Of course, I have boundaries, but I gave people my time. I allowed them to feel seen. I created brave, courageous spaces for people to really show up. And that's what we need more of. We don't need more of, I need to be the best. Help me get more clients. Help me blow up my business. Yes, and how is this contributing to humanity? How is this really good for the planet? How is this good for other people? Let's get out of this energy of like, this is good for me and F everybody else. No. What seeds are we sowing? So number three, get behind projects that you believe in just because. You know, again, if there's monetary gain in that, amazing. And if there's not, that's okay. Right now, I'm behind three projects with dear sisters and friends and people that I really love and believe in. I believe in their mission. And so I want to get involved, not because of any other reason behind, wow, I really love what you're doing, human. I love that you're planting trees in the Amazon. How can I get involved? I love that you're bringing forth this new earth energy. How can I get involved? Wow, I love that you're bringing this thought. How can I get involved? Not everything needs to lead to a dollar. People think, well, I don't have money. That's good. You can donate. No, that's not how I'm getting involved. I'm getting involved with my time. I'm getting involved with my energy. I'm getting involved with, guess what? Uplifting the community. You know how powerful it is when somebody looks over to you and says, wow, I believe in what you're doing. Keep going. That's what I provide for our students. In their moments of despair, in their moments where they're like, I'm going to give up. I can't do this. I remind them of their greatness. I believe in them, not because it's a fake belief and I'm gaslighting them, but because I believe in my damn self. And I believe in the power of that belief. And I've seen mountains move. And so because I hold that truth for myself, I pass that on to people. Remember, whatever you have, you give it to people. And this is why it's so important that we alchemize this sisterhood wound, that we alchemize this jealousy, that we alchemize this competition. Because whatever you have, when you show up that way, you give it to other people. You don't even know that you're doing it, by the way. You give it to them with your energy. People pick up your energy. You see, this is all boiling down to leadership. And this is why it doesn't take one person to do this. We all have to look at ourselves in the mirror. And I hope that we all tune into this very important message and that we ask ourselves, how can I lead myself better? How can I lead this community better? How can I show up with more love, with more support to the people who are already here? How can I stop trying to be anywhere else and just acknowledge all of the love and all of the support that I have right now? That's how we do it, humans. And that ultimately is what starts the healing process. You see, one of the things that I love to do, and you may want to do this too if it works for you, I look at people on the internet and I'm smiling right now because there are so many people who are doing so many beautiful things and who are way ahead of me. I support them. You know how I support them? I like their stuff. I comment on their stuff. I send them messages. I tell them, great job. I ask them different questions. I become their friend. I become their supporter. People will notice you. I don't care if you are commenting on Kim Kardashian's page. If you do this shit every day, I bet you that person will notice. I notice. I have other friends who have bigger accounts. They notice. And it doesn't matter, big or small account. Who cares? People notice. They notice and they know who's looking, they know who's watching. And that in itself, that acknowledgement, that upliftment, that support is what we need. And so oftentimes I will make friends with people on the internet, which, by the way, one of my students the other day, they said, how the hell do you collab with so many people? And I said this to them. Well, I take 10 to 15 minutes a day, maybe 20, and I send people messages. Not creepy ones. I just like literally like their stuff, especially if I see that it's something that I love and that I want to support. And so that's how you actually do it. And little by little, I form a real relationship with them. I meet with them in person. I hang out with them. We continuously keep going deeper, and then we support each other's work. And that's the most important part here, that it's not, what can you do for me? Can you share this? No, it's about really that support. And oftentimes I will share my resources for free with those people, and they notice that. I overpour first. Do you think people on the internet who may have a bigger account, or they may have a bigger business, or they may be a little bit more ahead of you, make yourself valuable? Like, what the hell? Why is anybody not teaching us that? Like, you have to make yourself valuable to whoever it is that you want to be in their energy, especially if you can get into their programs, or maybe you're not ready financially or spiritually or mentally, whatever the case is, right? Like, it is important that you make yourself valuable. So guess what? I make myself valuable. I give them a free coaching session. And again, I'm not telling you to do what I'm doing. I'm just letting you know how I built my business, period. Okay. And I do this not for any other ulterior motive. I do this because I love people, and I'm really curious about human beings. And I see the value of pouring into somebody's space. I see the value of truly making connections and forging those connections and building a deep bond with people. I once was hearing this documentary on the former first lady, and she was talking about her round table. And she talked about how she had friends in the White House, but she also had friends from high school, and she had friends from college. And I found that so valuable. And so I want to bring this forth and giving them credit as well, since they're the one that created that definition of the round table. It's who's in your round table? Who's in your corner? Is it just your clients? That's going to be a sad round table, and it's going to be contingent. Who's in your round table? What relationships do you get to build through connecting with the freaking wild, wild west of the freaking internet? You know, I feel blessed in this moment, and I feel grateful in this moment that I have met some of the most amazing people. I have met some of the most amazing people online. I have met them in real life. I've hung out with them. I have gone to their house. We have gone on vacation. Like, there's so many beautiful things that happen when you put yourself out there, and when you get out of this energy of it's a dog-dog world, what are you going to do for me? Remember, we're all navigating our own programming as well. And so it takes a village, human beings. And it all goes back and boils down to the way you lead. When you're in front of your beautiful students, your clients, your community, your circles, it's up to you to forge that deeper connection with them. It's up to you to position yourself in a place of not this authority figure that people have to worship and bow down to, but as somebody that stands next to that person. It's up to you to set that tone, not anybody else. And when we do that, you will plant those seeds in that person. And guess what? When they start leading, they're going to do the same thing. And that's how the ripple actually starts. It starts with us. It starts with us alchemizing and paying attention to this. The last thing that I want to bring forth, and this is really important, is this, that there's never, ever, ever a time where it's okay to bring anybody down. It's never okay to talk about your past client, your former client, your past coach, your current coach, your last mentor. It's never okay. If you want to bring forth a lesson that has a gem for a student, I think that's good. But it's important that we protect the sacredness of what it is to be a teacher. It's never okay to rip somebody else down just because you think it's going to give you business. It's never okay to tell somebody, I know this person's price, come work with me because I'm the cheaper option. or the better option, or I know what they do and I won't do like it. That's never okay. And you know what? We've been doing that. And it's time that it stops. It's truly an opportunity and a call for us to truly step in leadership, because word does get around. And those students will repeat that stuff. They'll repeat it in their own communities, and they'll repeat it to Joe Schmo and everybody else. It's your reputation. Do you really want to be known for that? I have taught my signature frameworks on how I built my business to hundreds of people. I have taught the same exact thing that I've done in my business to get me to six figures and beyond to multiple people, and they've done the same. And now they go off and they get to teach that to other people. I'm not gatekeeping. I'm not holding it back. I'm not saying, nope, you can't pass me. I have multiple clients that have passed me. I have multiple clients that do things in more efficient than I do. And I love that, because that's what works for them. And the way I do it is different. You see what I'm saying? But it's important that it starts with the leadership. And it's important for us to set the tone. In 2023, moving forward, I want to see more of us coming together. In fact, today, I want you to send two or three messages to your favorite creators, even if you don't know them personally, and tell them, wow, you inspire me. You're doing a great job. This piece of content changed me. I love this. Thank you. Tell them that. It's important for people. And I bet you, through time, if you want to continue to build that relationship with that person, you will. And it takes that first step. Human beings, I loved having this real, honest, potent, raw conversation with you. We start Unleashing Unveil Your Soul Business on Monday the 26th. If you feel the call, send me a DM. DM me the word unleash. I'm at I Am Melissa Ruiz. If you want to go onto the sales page, go to IamMelissaRuiz.com/UUYSB. Apply. You'll get a call with me. We'll see and tune in and decide if this is a good fit for you. I love you. Go with peace. See you in the next episode. Breathe.